How do we feel safe in a world where we're surrounded by such real danger on every side? The sirens go off. Natural disasters, the economy, illness. Every side, I mean, we're surrounded by real danger. Just like the disciples were in the boat, remember? And they were terrified. Jesus was sleeping. They said, "Aren't you, wake up, we're drowning." Listen to Psalm 91. The Lord says here, "For you have made the Lord my refuge, even the Most High your dwelling place." Because you've done this, the Lord is speaking to us here, no evil will befall you, nor will any plague come near your tent. For he will give his angels charge over you to guard you in all your ways. You ask, well, how is that possible, though? I mean, like, I've still had some things happen to me. I mean, I've dashed my foot against a rock before. So how can I believe this? All I know is that we can. That somehow, just like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and Daniel, okay, in the fiery furnace, in the lion's den, even in the midst of danger, there was protection. And that protection is yours and mine in Hashem, in the Lord. We are protected. Beloved, we have to feel safe. We have to earnestly contend in prayer that God would cause us to feel safe. Father, right now in Jesus' name, we lift up these mysterious words in Psalm 91 from an author that's unknown. It's almost, Father, like you're speaking to us directly in Psalm 91. There's not even a mediator involved, and you're telling us who you're going to be to us and what you are going to do for us, and that we can feel safe in you, even in this world. So, Abba, Father, Daddy, would you cause us, through your mercy and grace, to feel safe, to know, Father, as the psalmist knew when the psalm was written, that he was safe in you.